Mr. Bolland, Reel 3. What was your opinion of the Japanese as a soldier?
Why would you say I'm a soldier? Soldiers only had to come to war, they had to do what they were told.
Were they pretty fanatical?
Well, I would say so. When there were snipers, anything like that, you got up a train and then waited for you to come in and fired on you. What else was there? But of course, we were in a queer position, being shindig. We were all in Burma, looking after ourselves. We had no supporting weapons or anything like that. We were a different. I suppose you can say we're different in many ways.
You'd have to carry everything with you, did you?
Oh, yes, so far it was all carried. Everything was carried.
What was your greatest difficulties whilst you were with the Chindits in the jungle? What was your biggest problems for you personally?
Yeah. We just got used to it. I don't know. There weren't many problems. We got used to it.
Did you get some jungle training when you first got to India?
No.
Straight in, were you?
Straight in.
Did you use mules to carry things? Did you have the horses, mules?
Mules, yes. We had mules and other things had to have the throats cut, the tongues cut out, rather, to stop them, you know, the ear.
Stop them from making a noise?
Yes. They couldn't help it, and yet, but if we didn't do that, it was like murder, you know.
Give your position away.
Yes.
Did you have any native porters to help you?
Oh, no. Oh, no, there was no porters, nothing like that.
Have you got any other memories of life in the jungle itself as you moved through the jungle?
You just forget it. You don't try to remember it.
Were you wet a long time? Did you get wet and stay wet?
Oh, wet. you had to sleep through the rain. Yes, it was. I don't know how long it was, because it soon dried off.
And that didn't affect your health in any way?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't think so. No. It could have done it because we were that thin after we came out. We were that thin then.
How long were you in the jungle with the Chindits?
I think it was only 6 months.
Still a long time.
Oh, it was a long time, yeah.
Do you remember getting into any of actions against the Japanese?
Oh, yes. We, in White City, the Japanese came and they had a fight. And there was a lot of fighting.
Did you get close to hand fighting with the Japs yourself, actually face to face?
Yes. When we were in White City, We had the biggest shop there in White City itself.
Was it Rifle and Bayonet?
Rifle, Bayonet, and our African Frontier Force people used grenade boxes. They threw grenade boxes at them.
So it became a real fisticuffs type of thing, didn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Which battalion of the West African Frontier Force were you with?
The 12th Battalion. I started with the 4th up in Kano. Then I came down to the depot. And from the depot, we went to... And then we went to Freetown. From Freetown, we assembled up at Freetown. And then from Freetown, we went to India, and India to Burma.
Now, you were mentioned in dispatches, weren't you, with the Chindits?
Yes.
What was that for?
I'm the clerk. I have no idea. I'm sorry, but I haven't. I've been trying to locate my bunk, but it just said mentioned in dispatch. I can't find bunk though.
Do you remember any of the people that you were with the West African Force? Any of your particular pals?
No, no, I don't. No, I never tried to remember them. So I'm not like Alan. he's got everything. But I've forgot it. I wanted to forget it and he's forgotten.
Well, not a pleasant time.
No. And besides that, they all live down south. Down south, and I knew I could never contact them. We did have a talk about when we were in camp about having a reassemble, like a reunion, but it never materialized.
Do you remember the day that you were wounded?
No. No, I don't remember much about that at all.
What did they do with the very, very badly wounded if you were moving? Did you have to leave them? If you had to move on, you couldn't wait.
Well, we didn't leave anybody. We got stretcher bearers and going to the air strip, and then the went into hospital from there.
Is that what happened to you?
Yes.
And you'd be flown out to the hospital?
Hospital. That's right.
How did they treat you in the hospital? Were you well looked after?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Which hospital was it? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember, no. I haven't a clue. No, I can't remember. No.
How long did it take you to recover from your wound?
Oh, really not long. Because I was very fortunate with my wound. The doctor, when he operated, he said he couldn't pass a needle where that bullet went without touching the leg and the bone. And then if it touched bone, it would have exploded. And that's how I would have likely lost my leg. I haven't lost my leg.
When you recovered, did you come back? Did you rejoin the unit?
Yes.
They were out then, out of the chimney.
Oh, yes. Well, we were coming out when I got wounded. We were on our way out. We got to Blackpool.
That was another camp, was it?
Yes. We got to Blackpool. I was wounded in Blackpool. And we named these places so we could remember. White City was still there with Manchester. Blackpool was Lancashire. Aberdeen, that was Scotland.
And were these quite large camps in the jungle? Aberdeen and the ones you've named?
Aberdeen, as far as I know, Aberdeen was just an airstrip where we landed. Blackpool was reasonable sized camp, and White City was a tremendous camp.
Did you ever meet Wingate?
No. Good kill for a fella. I don't know. I think. Yes. Anyway, I can't remember, so it doesn't matter. Because he had a beard on. He was dressed up ready for the job.
What was the morale like of your West Indian troops? West African, sorry, troops?
They were very had good morale altogether. Their morale was very good.
Did they turn out to be good fighters?
Oh, yes.
As you don't hear a great deal about the West Africans in the war, do you?
Well, there's been some on television at odd times. They say 1st and 2nd Battalion, they went to Egypt. But they went to Egypt. That left us. All of them went to India.
And I think we've said that you had white officers, and were all NCOs white as well.
Yes. There were some black NCOs, sergeant majors, training to be. There was one. One was like an RSM. That gave them a sort of aim to get to.
When they came out of the jungle after being with the Chindits, what happened to you then? Where did you go to after that?
We got ready to go back in, and then peace was signed. That stopped us going back, and we came back to I was one of the fortunate. I came home.
And did you rejoin the Durhams when you came home?
Yes.
But you were a professional soldier, regular soldier. Yeah. Did you retain your rank of CSM?
RSM.
Yeah. Which battalion was this then?
I was at the depot. Came back to the depot.
Did you get abroad again with the 1st Battalion?
No,
or the 2nd?
No, the 1 week get me some first class certificate of education, and I was passed that, so they said you finished. And I was finished.
How many years had you done then?
21. Exactly 21.
And you've kept in touch through the reunions and so forth.